Current state on 90.5 WKAR. The War of 1812 played a huge role in shaping the territory that eventually became the state of Michigan. Early in the war, a very young United States of America maintained a fort on Mackinac Island. On July 17, 1812, British, Canadian, and Native American forces took control of Fort Mackinac until the war's end. When the Treaty of Ghent ended the hostilities, the U.S. reclaimed Fort Mackinac from the British. That was on July 18, 1815, 3 years and 1 day later. Now, the Mackinac State Historic Park System is celebrating Fort Mackinac's bicentennial as an American asset. Current state's Kevin Lavery went up north to talk with Kelsey Schnell, the Public Relations and Marketing Officer for Mackinac State Historic Parks.
The whole reason that there's a fort here is to support the economic impact of trade. Despite the convenience of Amazon Prime now, this was still a pretty well-oiled machine as far as getting goods. Things as small as jaw harps, tiny musical instruments, or 90-pound bales of beaver pelts came through this area, and that's the whole purpose for this fort and the security here. So folks who travel from all over the world, their ancestors may have had a blanket or an item or a hat that got its start or at least spent some time here in Mackinac. So we have the tricentennial in Mackinac City of Fort Michilimackinac, 1715 to 2015, 300 years here at this site. But on Mackinac Island, just across the water, it's wrapping up the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Now, Mackinac Island had a pretty significant role in the War of 1812. It's where the first skirmish took place in 1812. But we've been sort of commemorating this bicentennial for the last few years. So as we wind down with the bicentennial, the signing of the Treaty of Ghent, which brought peace between the U.S. and Great Britain, which is Canada at this point for us, we're able to commemorate the longest peaceful, unguarded border between two countries, and that's that border between the U.S. and Canada. So we're actually doing a number of events this summer to help commemorate that lasting peace between our two nations.
Boy, not many nations can boast that.
No, and we're always so happy to share our history with our Canadian neighbors to the north. We actually have a new piece that we're putting together, and I say piece as a homonym there, but the Peace Garden is being built at Mackinac Island. The Mackinac Island Peace Garden, it's a stone structure with some plant life around there, and these are a little more common on the Canadian side of the border, but they are meant to symbolize that lasting peace between the two nations. In the center of the garden is a sculpture that we've commissioned of a Native American standing on the back of a turtle. The lore of Mackinac Island is the lore of the Great Turtle, and the Native American's arms are outstretched over an eagle and a lion representing the two nations battling in the War of 1812, and it's entitled Be Still. Again, just symbolic of that lasting peace between the two countries.
200 years ago is a pretty significant event in the history of Mackinac Island.
It is. July 18 marks 200 years of the, let's say, return of the American forces to Mackinac Island. It had been held in British control for those years during the War of 1812, despite an attempt in 1814 for the Americans to retake it. But the peaceful transition from British to American management of the island took place right here where we are tomorrow, 200 years ago.
And in addition to Fort Mackinac, which is pretty well known and very established, there is also another garrison nearby that history has sort of pushed it aside, at least temporarily, and it's being reconstructed on Mackinac Island.
That's correct. So Fort Holmes is at the highest point on the island. It's way up in the top. And actually, as you're coming across on the ferry boat to the island, you'll be able to see it if you look up there, this sort of blockhouse in the middle of the structure. Now, that was initially built by the British during the War of 1812, and it was called Fort George, but after the Americans retook the island in 1815, they renamed it Fort Holmes. That was in honor of Andrew Hunter Holmes, who was killed in the Battle of Mackinac Island in 1814. So the fort has been reconstructed and repurposed for a number of things over the last 200 years or so. This most recent reconstruction is a great representation of a public and private partnership, because we were able to raise half of those funds privately through friends and donations, and then the other part came from a capital outlay from the Michigan State Legislature to recreate and reconstruct this historic building.
So in the near future, Kelsey, people who come to Mackinac Island will have two historic garrisons, two venues to visit And are their stories linked together?
Their stories are absolutely linked because that fort was really meant to be sort of a lookout. The views from there, because it is the highest point on the island, are scenic and beautiful to us today, but they would have been very strategic in a military standpoint 200 years ago. So as they were able to check and see that any passing ships were friendly rather than offensive, that would happen there, and they could easily alert the more structurally fortified area below.
If you're a soldier, beauty and security are incompatible thoughts.
You know, beauty and security definitely come together at Mackinac, I would say, for sure. If you have to be stationed anywhere as a soldier in the early 1800s into the Victorian era and the you know turn of the century, there's few places I can imagine wanting to be other than Mackinac Island.
Kelsey Schnell is the Public Relations and Marketing Officer for the Mackinac State Historic Parks. We've been talking about the tricentennial of colonial Michilimackinac and the bicentennial of the retaking by the United States of America of Fort Mackinac in 1815. This is a fascinating part of the state and a fascinating part of our culture, and thank you for sharing with me today, Kelsey.
Thank you, Kevin.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.